Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again.
And welcome back, excuse me. In the last episode, and as a matter of fact, just to explain, we were down on Thursday, and I know I told you that when we have dead air that it isn't necessarily... when we have dead air, it means that we've been hit by denial of service. Well, actually, the dead air on Thursday was everything to do with a different technical problem at Red State Talk Radio, so... It was not a denial of service because I go through a ritual of rebooting everything before I connect on a daily basis. So there's nothing on my end and there's nothing on Red State Talk Radio's end 9 times out of 10 when I cannot connect. And so the only conclusion would be, somebody is hitting my ports specifically as a denial of service. So anyway, I'll let you draw conclusions as you see fit. But let me get into the basic stuff. This show is also sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org as well as RepublicReview.org. And this is the only show, and this is the only, I'll just call it content available to you that actually provides academic-based evidence of what needs to be done. Now, I like I said, I've got a lot of things I want to talk about, but what we need to get into, because it's going to take a good month, and I kind of want to get through the ratification debates. When I say a good month on the ratification debates, it's about that many shows. And so what we want to do is we kind of want to intermix marketing in between the ratification debate shows. So if you're not fully aware of all of the gold and the incredible information within these ratification debates as they provide clarity to the Constitution, you do not want to miss these shows. So this is a great opportunity. And as a matter of fact, people that are like-minded would probably not want to miss these shows either. So this would be a great opportunity to really get people to start listening, because today, like I promised, we're going to jump into the Antifa Manual, and if we got a little leftover time, I'll kind of cover some of the topics that we didn't get to cover in our last episode. So let me just, motivate you to say, hey, send out emails, send links to how to listen to Red State Talk Radio. Tell people, hey, you got to download the Red State Talk Radio app so you can listen to the show. And let them know when to tune in, by the way. So just understand that you can always go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Red State Talk Radio show page, and you can find out the details of when we air and so forth. By the way, the listen line has changed. And so I don't know if it's not up there. And so I have not provided the new listen line, at least on the website. So what I need to do is I need to give you the Red State Talk Radio listen line, and here it is. The phone number is 641-741-2355. Again, if you want to dial, and as a matter of fact, if you dial the old number, it'll tell you to go to this other phone number. And so what that means is we've probably upped on how many people are listening at a given time to where we've saturated, where people can't dial in. And so that's good news. We have been growing. Anyway, so 641-741-2355. Now, we want you to be a part of the solution and no longer be a part of the problem. The best and the only way we can do that is by getting involved. Now, I'm going to just jump straight into this Antifa because it is 8 pages. For the most part, it's kind of interesting because it says right on the outside, and it's got a coffee stain. If you haven't seen this, I'll post this up if it's not already up there, I posted it before, but I'll post it again. And it says the Antifa manual at the top, and it says, do not distribute to any CIS, white males, non-people of color, non-LGBTQ peoples, a.k.a. fascist. In other words, they basically consider people because of their skin tone. They have labeled and judged all cis white males as fascists. So, anywho, their introduction is this. If you're reading this, it's because someone else close to our movement trusted you with it. Please do not distribute to anyone who may attempt to harm or denigrate what we are doing. This is an anti-fascist or Antifa manual. If you're reading this, you already know that we are a social justice movement. Everybody understands what a social justice movement is. And the irony is what they say behind this. We are a social justice movement against hatred, intolerance, and bigotry. You know, and when you talk about intolerance, if you understand this group, they want to take down everything. I mean, talk about intolerance. They are the epitome of hypocrites. If you really start looking at the macro view, I mean, they would love to see white male Christians killed. And so that doesn't fit into my definition of tolerance. I don't know about you. This manual outlines where we've been, where we're at, and where we're heading within the next 100 years. But first, to understand how we got here, we have to understand ... white privilege. And so for hundreds, if not thousands of years, the cis white male power structure controlled the media and disbursement of information. First came the printing press, controlled by white males. Well, maybe they wanted to say invented by white males. I don't know. But it's interesting how they're creating this label lynching. Then came mass media, such as newspapers and television, controlled by white males. But the next evolution of media was born in a time when the cis white male power structure began to lose its firm grip on the dissemination of ideas. Now, these people don't have a clue regarding Western society, because Western society has been constantly evolving around enlightenment, not white male power. That is one of the reasons why we created a paradox after the American Revolution, because the three southern states, the two Carolinas and Georgia, chose not to free the slaves so that we could move forward, that all people could be free. Now, that wasn't because of cis white males, you know, and white power and white privilege. That was because of American enlightenment. But these idiots, they don't understand. So anyway, and of course, the new king of idea dissemination is social media. This is the new battleground for our war against fascism. Now, did you understand what he just said, or what they just said here? Because they are pointing to social media as their big protector and their big medium for being able to take control of the narrative so that they can dominate in information space. And so, in other words, they don't care about competing ideas so that people have the liberty to choose. They want control. Remember, this is an organization built on tolerance and justice. When that social justice concept that I was going into, that social justice is a facade, and it is actually a code word for communism. Go look it up. It's about the redistribution of wealth, all of these other things. Go look it up. Just Google social justice, and Google will tell you what social justice is, and it is the epitome of communism. Okay, so white males, especially cis white males, and I'm not sure, after the break, I will pull up the definition of CIS white males, because that's a very specific label that they put on here, have proven to be our greatest evil mankind has ever known. And they're saying this, obviously, it's really clear that they are saying this because American Enlightenment, which has actually opened up all of these, you know, opportunities for the entire world, as you know, not just races, but sex as well. In other words, genders have, you know, through our enlightenment, have allowed almost everybody to come to the table with representation. The problem is that we got perverted by the communist movement and moved us into democracy government instead of a constitutional republican form of government. Anyway, from Hitler to our very own Harry S. Truman, who dropped the atom bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, to the slave traders of old, no one has proven to be more harmful to mankind than white men. From their murderous plundering of the Native Americans and African slaves, white males have achieved status and power in the United States and Western Europe. Man, are these guys so illiterate that they don't understand that all of these things are completely been disproven? You really need to read Thomas Sowell's Black Rednecks and White Liberals, and whoever wrote this is a redneck. Anyway, never indulge any fantasy by the facets that white men, well, we'll start back off with never indulge any fantasies. And when we come back, I'll also have that definition of what CIS means. I think I've given it to you before, but since we're going to be using it a lot, we will cover that when we get back from this break. Thank you so much. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue.
Okay, so here's the definition. Denoting or relating to a person whose sense of personal identity and gender corresponds with their birth sex. So in other words, a cis white male is a white person, a person of Caucasian race that identifies themselves as a white male. In other words, they don't have a gender identity problem where, you know, confident in who we are, and just like any other, but there's something very specific because they believe that white men who have this a normalcy towards themselves are the enemies. And that's basically how they're spelling this out. Anyway, so never indulge any fantasy by the fascists that white men have also cured diseases, lifted people out of poverty through Western capitalism, democracy, or any other fictitious claim that they may make about. Such men, their gains were only achieved through rape and plunder. That's interesting. I don't know of anybody in my family or in our American history where we raped and plundered. Now, I will say this, that the Portuguese and the Spaniards, now they raped and plundered. Yeah, I don't think the Dutch, when they created New York, because that was, you know, New York, New Amsterdam was the, you know, the colony that established the New York colony. I don't think they were, you know, out there raping and plundering. Anyway, so let's see what else. Hence, cis white males have inherent privilege in our society. This is the basis on which people of color, the LGBTQ, the disabled, and other groups that need protection will level the playing field and form a new world order, aka one world government. So this is a facade to getting people on board with creating a government and wiping out the governments that protect your freedom and liberties, because they don't want you to be free. They don't want you to have liberty. I've got to be very clear here. This is about control and subjugation. When they start off talking about, you know, we want tolerance and equality. No, they don't. They want control. So the one world government, they govern by protected classes of people for protected classes of people, for the protection and betterment of all of humanity, except for those white cis males or cis white males, right? Actually, no. You'll find that just like in Hitler's Germany or in any other takeover, as they start taking over, they point out who they want to label as their you know, the cause of their problem, and then they migrate that to the next cause. So, oh, by the way, anybody that has a different race that is self-identified as a male and a heterosexual male and doesn't buy into this gender dysphoria, you're next. And, oh, by the way, women, you know, women on that same boat will be next as well, unless you at least buy into the cis and gender morphing concepts, then you're considered an ally. But down the road, as you know, in communist revolutions, those who can be perceived as a problem are killed because they don't want any problems. They want full control, and anybody that can cause a problem, make waves, they recognize them as a threat. Anyway, let's move on, because this is the good part. This is where the cockles of your heart will be warm, because creating a culture of tolerism. To create a culture of tolerance, we must first eliminate all forms of hate speech. Every idea critical of our movement or our way of thinking must be condemned as racist, homophobic, misogynist, but they don't say misandrist. Anyway, interesting. Only misogynist, etc. We have the facts and history on our side. Yeah, I think that they've been able and they've been fully capable and have successfully rewritten history, but they can't point to any source documents that actually support this. When all else fails, compare someone to Hitler. Every once in a while, one of our minority group friends will become disillusioned and speak out as a conservative, aka fascist. Belittle them as delusional. They speak against their own rational self-interest. Our color, my blackness, for example, comes first. It defines who I am. Black first, American second, gay, lesbian first, little person, dwarf second, American third, and so on. Crashing the borders. Most liberals are not Antifa yet, but soon they will be. Refugee crises such as those created by the situation in Syria are the ideal way to get more people of color into America. They need our help. There are pictures of dead babies who have washed ashore onto beaches. Use imagery such as this to get support for expanding the POC minority population in the United States. Never call any immigrant illegal. Obviously, they are undocumented. See, they're actually trying to redefine the words to fit their narrative. It doesn't matter whether they came over here to smuggle drugs or if they were brought here by their parents at a young age. Migrants from Mexico and South America will play a crucial role in Antifa activities in the next 100 years. And the funny thing is, the majority of those from those nations, Mexico, Latin America, and so forth, they're very strong. I mean, they're strong in the Catholic upbringing, and they're strong on family values, stronger than most cis white males. And so I'm going, obviously, because they don't speak English, they won't be able to read this, so they won't know how they're being duped and used to give them what they need, and then they will be recognized as a threat and be killed. There you go. By 2117, 100 years from now, our goal is to have 70% of the U.S. population be non-white. By then, we will hopefully have subverted the power structure enough to eventuate our ends. Control the media. This is the next section. Control the media. It's important to gain control of the media through any means necessary. In these early stages of this movement, it's important not to alienate any cis white males who are on our side. In the early stages of the movement, we don't want to alienate them. But once we have control, we want to out them. We want to do anything we can to kill them and destroy them. Use the white shame and white guilt to kowtow men in positions of power into following our ideals. Some major media conglomerates are swinging to our side, but they have not gone far enough. Social media is now the new battlefront of ideals. We've seen what kind of power these outlets yield by kicking major fascists off their platform before. This will and this must only continue. If you are seeking positions of power in the media, be sure to obfuscate and hide your true intentions on the various social media platforms. So in other words, we want you to lie and deceive people because we need you to gain trust so that we can get in there and then basically commit an overthrow. We wanted to overthrow these people and get rid of them. We're about control. Every time you read through this, it'll just jump out. We're all about control and crushing our opposition. Folks, do you not recognize that this is an ideological civil war? This is what I've been telling you. Okay, so better to remain a mystery and wield massive power than blatantly shouting your viewpoints from the hilltops. We have the objective truth on our side. Always project that. Use social media as a baton to slap down anyone who holds fascist viewpoints. Call them racist, homophobic, misogynistic. Create an echo chamber around you. Many of the first learned about Antifa and gained our views on college campuses and universities across this country. So obviously they're telling you where the problem lies and how they've been able to cultivate this ideology. And it's been our education system. It is one of our biggest problems. This needs to start earlier. Take up teaching as a profession. Educate the youth about the dangers of fascism. Befriend. Remember I told you, I've had these conversations with Alex Newman, They are indoctrinating our kids to hate their parents, especially if they're typical parents that are heterosexual, you know, faithful, having some faith in Christianity. They're considered bad. And if you understand where this is going, this is the toppling of the foundation of society. The family unit is the foundation of society. And this has always been the communist goal of to take control of the family unit. This is what Russia did. Anyway, teach little Timmy not just to read good, but also how to think and act good. Okay, so when we come back, we're going to get back into this. We're halfway through, and you're going to find that this is an insidious, evil mind, and these are evil people that are doing this. And we'll get back to the thought of the Tory Act. So we'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much. Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
Okay, so moving forward, they go on and say, once we firmly have control of social media and most major media platforms, it's time to start Operation Truth. The way many social media platforms currently work is that people are primarily exposed to viewpoints they already agree with. This creates a kind of echo chamber for that individual. However, once we control the flow of information, we can slowly start spreading the truth to the fascists who reject our ideology. This must be done very carefully, slowly at first. Begin suggesting a piece of news, video, tweet, or post that the opposition could conceivably believe in. Create new outlets of media that do not come with the baggage of known bias. Convert media or major news media stars into witting or unwitting pawns for our cause. Now, this is really big, bold letters. Believe the way we do or you will be fired. Tolerance, right? This is a real loving group. The next crucial step is to threaten the livelihoods of anyone who dares speak out against our agenda. They are, after all, fascists who are clearly racist, homophobic, or misogynistic. Again, no misandrists. You cannot run a company with someone like that in your midst. Once we achieve this end, we'll almost be able to taste our victory, yet we have so much further to go to achieve our ends. Fearing for one's livelihood is clearly a big motivator. Cis white male fascists will begin to hide in the shadows. They may lurk online on message boards and underground media, but will be afraid to speak up using their own voice and name for fear of being labeled a bigot. Many fascist corporate overlords still exist. And so I want you to understand the Republican Party is already doing some of these things. So in other words, the infiltration, when I say the Republican Party, the national level, because I reported about 2 years ago when Cecily Wright was label lynched as a racist because she actually allowed somebody to speak at an organization. And I'll tell you what, that was a real hit job that they did, and how the sheriff of Spokane County was culpable in this. And people are looking at these people as good conservatives when they are not. They are a part of, they're pawns for the communist cause. Anyway, they may lurk online, be labeled as a bigot. Many fascist corporate overlords still exist and will offer some of these hate mongers a place to work. But it's only a matter of time before our ranks infiltrate even the most evil corporations. Now, wow, they're using the word evil. I told you last week that we're living in a time where evil is good and good is evil. And that's when they refer to evil. That means in the old biblical sense, good. And so who tolerates such hate speech from other employees? Phase two, the socialization of capital. Never reveal our end game, but the obvious next step once we control the media is the socialization of capital. This will obviously require major political power with hopefully 70% people of color in this nation. We may begin to have a chance at these ends. Obviously, we start with healthcare. It's, after all, a basic human right. Everyone knows someone who died of cancer or who got sick somehow. Obamacare was better than what we had before, but it was built with the healthcare lobbyists' consent. We need single payer, and we need it now. They want full control. Almost every paragraph, this is about control. Americans have come to accept that it's okay for them to be locked in a cage rather than not pay their taxes. Never mind, most of the money collected goes into the military-industrial complex and to engage in imperialism abroad. Wars against brown people who happen to live above oil-rich lands. As people of color, LGBTQ, little people, the disabled, Muslims, and other minority classes slowly become the majority, we will naturally vote pro-Antifa politicians into office. It is, after all, only in our best interest. After healthcare, the next target for socialization will obviously be the media. Use one of the government's only tools against big corporations, antitrust, anti-monopoly laws, to split the media into worker-owned, Antifa-controlled entities. Currently, only the rich and upper middle class get to enjoy the benefits of Wall Street and all it has to offer. If the workers owned and controlled their own businesses, everyone would win except the big fat cat CEOs who would be out of a job. We will have to gradually raise the tax rates on both the 1% as well as the mid to upper middle class to achieve our ends. Raise the minimum wage to a livable wage. These guys are idiots. They don't even understand that everything they do will actually cause so many problems. Because what happens if all of a sudden you raise the price of tomatoes? Or a better example is, if everybody has a college education, then who do you employ? How do you differentiate? Well, it always comes down to not necessarily the education, but the person's ability to do the work, willingness to do the work, and so forth. And everybody that says, okay, I've got everything I need, now you owe me a job. That almost sounds like communist Russia and the unionization of all labor, I should say, the socialization or the putting all labor under the public control or government's control. Anyway, we will have gradually raised the taxes on 1%. I just read that. San Francisco, Los Angeles, and New York. So they're looking for livable wages in every place, even San Francisco, Los Angeles, and New York, because those are the three most costly, along with D.C., places to live. Build homes for the homeless and confiscate foreclosed properties from banks to give to the homeless. Something for nothing, right? After media, banks, and finance will be our next target, followed by technology and manufacturing. Here's the thing you need to understand. They did this in Poland. They took the property from the farmers and they divided it up and gave it to the useful idiots. And then all of a sudden, their productivity went down because they didn't know what they were doing. They just thought that, you know, farming's that simple. And all of a sudden, they, you know, started telling people, okay, well, you know, we've got to fix this. And so when they took some of that land back, these people were screaming bloody murder because you're stealing my land, when they actually got it from stealing it from somebody else. This is how crazy and hypocritical these people are. Anyway, one thing that must be sure is to never let the white man excuse himself of his obligations to us by taking so-called reparations. That time has surely passed and would give the CIS white male power structure to excuse to stop caving to our demands. Oh, we have Jamal's $100,000 in reparations 2 years ago. We don't need to help him now, and he's a penniless crack addict on the street now, they will surely say. And so the next category or the next topic is speeding up progress. To achieve these ends, there are some tactics that we must use to speed our way towards progress. It's well known that white males in America are not producing as many offspring as their counterparts. It's important to make abortion on demand and without apology overwhelmingly available in predominantly white communities. We must lower the bar to access birth control in these communities and use media to promulgate the image of childless white male people as being sexy, hip, and cool. Meanwhile, the fascists on the right will continue to attempt to restrict access to abortions on demand. Middle-class whites tend to have the ability to pay even for out-of-state travel to get their fetus aborted. Currently, the predominantly people of color dominated poor communities have little choice but to keep a baby to term. Wow, how misinformation is this? Everybody knows that these abortion clinics are in poverty areas which are predominantly occupied by minorities. And the whole point of Planned Parenthood was to help eradicate the people of color. Anyway, even if sent into foster systems, these children will one day lay the groundwork for our eventual New World and One World Government. Phase 3. New World Order. Imagine a world free of hatred and bigotry. Because they won't have to hate us anymore. They've killed us. Imagine a world where you'll never have to be called the N-word again. Imagine a world where you never have to be as gay as you want and not to be called a raging I'm not going to say that word because it's filthy, where Antifa ideas reign supreme and all hateful microaggressive speech is eradicated. And so we'll kind of wrap this up because we've only got a couple pages left and we'll be able to get it done when we come back. So we will be right back after these promos. Thank you so much. Folks, Red State Talk Radio has brought back its monthly newsletter. I know everyone gets a lot of emails, but this is not a daily or weekly newsletter. It's a monthly newsletter. So you will not be overwhelmed with a plethora of emails from Red State Talk Radio. Come on, it's only once a month. I'll be contributing a constitutional perspective to one of the current issues to help everyone see an alternative perspective, or what I believe would be a framer's perspective regarding the issue to help us maintain a constitutional paradigm. I will also provide information regarding a significant historical context to the time of year so that we can remember our history, so we will not be doomed to repeat the inevitable failings from forgetting our past and origins. Just go to Red State Talk Radio and sign up for the newsletter. This way you can get a focused view of what is going on in the Republic as well as what is going on at Red State Talk Radio. Thank you. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. Okay, so one way to accomplish this will be to tag or microchip every human being on the planet, and they will do so voluntarily. Use the guise of entertainment and other benefits to lure the people to this end. This chip embedded in the hand or neck will allow Antifa-approved regulators to monitor the citizenry of the world. Information accessible by waving a wand a few feet away from the chip would be DNA content, including percentage of color, genetic disadvantages, etc., political leanings scored by past social media posts, earnings, known associates, Antifa status, etc. We must ensure that only Antifa-approved regulators can access this data, lest we veer too far into fascism ourselves. Thus, everything they're doing is fascist. How can this not be fascist? Thus, with the wave of a wand, one would be able to tell whether that vaguely beige-looking person is allowed to use the term, they use the N-word, for example, in a rap lexicon. It is popular to say, where my N-word's at. I got hoes in a different area codes. While clearly misogynistic, a person of color has the right to use the term N, the N-word. Antifa regulators will have to determine an acceptable percentage threshold of color in one's DNA that makes it acceptable to use the N-word. If you are only 70% of African descent, perhaps it is not okay to use that term. Clearly, if you are, what about the South American? I mean, there are very dark black people in some of the South America, in South America and so forth. This is just crazy. Anyway, If you're only 70% African descent, perhaps it's not okay to use the term. Clearly, if you're 1% or less of African descent, it is problematic, although some dark Asians can get away with saying it just because of how dark their skin tone is. However, if someone of, say, 80% Caucasian descent attempts to use the N-word with the hard R, they will clearly be in violation of the hate crime speech, while prison would clearly be too harsh of a punishment for such an individual. Demotion of status, power, and income would not be out of the question and should be the norm. In other words, they're talking about the social credit system that China has already been going down and implementing. I already exposed to you that Trevor Lawton, in his interview, pointed to how Antifa is a front of the Chinese Communist Party. This is why all of these ideas are coming out in these Antifa manuals, because this is from the Chinese Communist Party. The issue of using force to achieve our ends is a tricky one. Always shout down fascist appointments, disrupt their speeches, counter-rally their rallies, force the media to show our side as the righteous one that it is. When it comes to the issue of terror, we do not condone mass murder. However, a tiny majority of people who happen to be Muslim have decided to blow themselves up for their cause. Clearly, this is the result of hundreds of years of Western intervention by cis white males on their culture. Osama bin Laden would not have attacked the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, had we not dropped atom bombs on Japan in World War II, for example. Are you kidding me? Pakistans are clearly victims and have little to no choice than average other relatives' deaths at the hands of Israeli government. Make no mistake, Jews are a protected class of people, but we do not condone Israeli aggression against Palestinians. Phase 4, the one world government. Our movement will eventually spread to other nations. Indeed, it has already begun. Some peoples will prove excessively resistant to our brand of Antifa, such as, and we've already seen over the past 5 years, Antifa and Antifa flags all over Europe and in Asia. Communism or failed socialist states, previously burned by communism or failed socialist states. Make no mistake, we will prevail where others have failed. Their leaders' lust for status, power, and wealth eventually led them to create layers of power full of corrupt state officials. Antifa have the powers of the people on our side, or we will eventually and will not succumb to such a fate. It is only natural that the ideologies we espouse spread throughout the globe. Starving Africans will finally be lifted out of poverty when we redistribute the wealth of the Western 1% of them and our brothers and sisters here at home. And when they say 1%, they also included even the upper middle class. Container ship after container ship will be converted into massive passenger cruise liners and will ferry poverty-stricken brown people from around the world to the former United States and the Western Europe. Jobs will flower aplenty at all the world's worker-owned businesses. And when they say worker-owned, I want you to understand that's really state-owned, because it has to be state-owned. Because as soon as a few people take ownership, then they're going to be start streaming off and divide. That always happens. So it has to become not privatized. They have to move it into the public sector. Jobs will flower plenty of the world's worker-owned businesses. Those who can't work will be provided a stipend and unlimited supply of opiates, marijuana, meth, and cocaine to occupy their free time. Sound too good to be true? It isn't. This is what we're fighting for. This is what we believe. We are Antifa. Either you are with us or you are a fascist. Please, again, do not distribute to cis white males, non-people of color, non-LGBTQ, etc. Use common sense. And so I remember receiving this in 2017, right after the election, when Antifa had already really had officially reared its heads, and we were already seeing the movements being organized. And I believe if you go back, this was all, I'll just say it was all nurtured under the Obama administration. And many of these policies and views and plans were akin to the Obama, Bush, and Clinton administrations. So there we go. We actually got through this, so I don't have to cross this over into another segment or into another show, episode. So anyway, now that we've finished this, I just wanted to give you a good view of the hypocrisy and just how evil these folks really are. The next thing we're going to be doing, and what we'll do is I'm going to use the next episode to help lay out what we're going to be covering until we do the next marketing plan so that we can kind of talk. Because when I get into content, that's what we focus on. We're not going to try to get into, you know, all the different distractions and so forth. We want you to understand what the framers really said. And so when we get into the ratification debates of Massachusetts, you're going to hear that they actually clarified that no politician can invoke a law and make them immune. Everybody says, hey, how is it that these guys do it? They're doing it as a violation of the terms of the Constitution. It may not be in the Constitution, but it was declared during the ratification debates that they could not do this. Therefore, that clarity is a legal binding term and definition, and every congressman that votes for immunity of themselves has outright violated the Constitution. In accordance with Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, they are no longer eligible to serve in office. They must be removed. Now, what I do want to say is, and I'll probably talk a little bit more about this in the next episode as well. You know, I have reached out, and this just happened again. I have reached out to people that you would consider a gold standard conservative Republican. And I reached out to this gold standard conservative Republican and talked to them and said, you have the power to do this. And they used expletives and so forth. And she was basically, you know, coming right out and saying, there's no way in heck I'm going to do this. What makes you think I would even want to do this when we're talking about holding people accountable to their oath of office? Do you understand? Do you understand what you would expect of a gold standard constitutional conservative politician would actually take that position, because they know they take an oath and that's what they're supposed to do? And here was somebody that was telling me that there was no way they're going to do that. We need your help. As I say at the end of the show, I'm G.R. Mobley. We're Reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. We need you to start reaching out to your county commissioners. We're going to be promulgating the process of what you need to do and how to do this with a First Amendment petition. I am going to actually reach out to Bob Schultz, and hopefully we'll get him on to talk, but he doesn't like coming into doing interviews, but maybe we'll at least get his advice in, you know, the First Amendment petitioning, the formality of that. But I'm here to tell you that the Constitution protects your right to petition, and it doesn't necessarily say how you have to do it. You can go into your county commissioners and be as loud and as obnoxious as you want to be and demand that they fulfill their oath of office by supporting the Constitution. That's what we have to do. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're Reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless. I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution.